This is another hip hop classic.
Oh na na na, oh na na na.
Okay, another good day and welcome to Focus on Development. This is an SDR program that informs the public of the functions of the SDR. And today we are primarily focusing on Community Forest Management Agreement on today's presentation of Focus on Development. Community Forest Management Agreements are a type of forest contract that gave communities the right to manage their customary forest land resources on behalf of a particular community. These forest areas can be managed by communities for their own uses or contracted to logging companies under medium scale and large scale categories. Other contract types in the forest sector include forest management contracts, the FMC, timber sale contract, the TLC, private use permit, PUP, and forest use permit, the FUP, for the Forestry Development Authority to approve a CFMA. The communities must have completed 9 steps as documented by proposal through the application of a community right law and implementing regulations. This is the rationale. In relation to the 9 steps before the FDA approves a CFMA, the community must have established a community assembly, which then elects an executive committee and members to the community forest management body. Other components of the 9 steps include the FDA conduct of a social economic survey and production of map for the proposed community forest. The CFMB represents the community during application to the FDA and with logging companies if the community intends to log its forest. However, before a community can enter an agreement or contract with a logging company, it must have completed a management plan approved by the CFMB and the FDA. Since the 2012 moratorium on the subsequent cancellation of private use permits in the last quarter of 2013, there has been an alarming rise in the number of applications for community forest management agreements across the country. There are concerns that logging operators previously operating illegal PUPs are now pursuing CFMAs on the alternative to allow them to continue to harvest timber in Liberia. However, if the situation is not managed correctly, it could become the next PUP crisis, allowing vast quantities of valuable timber to be harvested and exported with few benefits reaching the Liberian people. On this Focus on Development, we will provide an opportunity to discuss some of the basic requirements of a CRL and regulation for the approved or CFMAs. Our studio guests today are Mr. Joseph D. Higgins and Joseph Kennedy, members of the Civil Society Independent Forest Monitors, and Mistress Gertrude Kovanya Nyeli, Manager, FDA Community Forest Development. We are hoping that we'll join the line with some of our contributors from Grand Jire, Nimba County as well. And so our studio guests are already seated, and I want to say welcome to all of you. Welcome to Topical Issue.
Thank you very much.
So we go straight into business. Let's begin with you, Madam Gertrude. Let's talk a little bit about what is the CFMA as far as the FDA is concerned.
Once again, good morning. I'm Gertrude Kovanya Nyale, Technical Manager for Community Forestry Department, FDA. When we talk about CFMA, which is the Community Forest Management Agreement, according to Chapter 1, Section 2 of the Forestry Development Authority Regulation told the Committee to Rights Law with respect to forest lands. A Committee to Forest Management Agreement is a written agreement between the community and the FDA that spells out the understanding between a community and the FDA relative to the Committee to Forest Program within a specific geographical area.
When you say specific geographical area, I'm certain that includes the area where the forest is being negotiated for.
Exactly. It must be spelled out. It must be in a particular place where you can refer to as a community. That patch of forest that is there and is being surrounded by several communities can be considered as a community forest.
Is it usually negotiated before these regulations can be implemented?
No. Negotiation has to be in line with the regulations because the negotiation power is spelled out in the regulations.
Now let me come to you. Let's look at Joseph. Let me begin with you. What is the importance of the CFMA to communities?
Well, thank you very much. When we talk about the importance of the CFMA, it's spelled out in the regulation, the CRL, section 2.1A, which gave the right to community to own, access, and use, and manage, and protect the forest.
Protect the forest in what sense? Just give us an elaboration. There are people listening to you who just don't know how you carry out the implementation of these agreements.
Yeah, if you look at forest management as a whole, it requires sustainable management of the forest. In sustainable management, you got to protect the environment. You have to protect the sacred site, all of these things.
And how do you do these protection in terms of having negotiated for forest timber exploitations? How do you carry out the protection?
All these things have to go in place before timber exploration.
Now, I'm starting to, you like to elaborate, since you come from a civil society perspective as well, Mr. Kennedy.
My colleague just mentioned about the protection and then the importance of the forest to the community. That is very key because in the CRL and the regulations, they all define. Community have the right to own. I mean, they own according to the CRL, they own the forest. They can manage it. They can use it. They can benefit from the resources that God have blessed them with. And, by the right given to them, what about customary ownership of the land or statutory ownership of the land, they have that right to own that community, as Gertrude just indicated. It's a community that will be organized, boundary will be drawn and everything, and they know that they are organized and they can identify their forest and the forest can be owned by them and they can use it.
So what is the importance of making all of these demarcation? Is it that your operations is limited to specific area?
Yeah, because when we say community forest, it must be a group of people or group of town or villages that are established around a particular locality. So you can't just gather and say, this is our forest. So it must be properly documented and then the boundary drawn to show that these set of people who make up this area, they are the owner of this particular community, the forest. So you don't just, the FDA don't just, give forest to people because you're staying there. But that should be taken into consideration. They should be demarcated, and then the community should be identified that these people, the particular portion or portion of forest belong to them. Then it becomes theirs. They can operate it. They can use it.
Okay, let me come back to you, get you. What are the steps involved, and how can a community get the CFMA approved by the FDA?
The regulation provides 8 basic steps. But for the facilitation of the regulation, the PROSPER program, the PROSPER project have added another step that makes it 9. And that step is just for the community to identify a group of persons. The community may decide to give those group of people a specific name. Whatever name they choose is up to them, but the regulation provides for 8 basic steps. And I'll go through the steps for the audience to have a basic understanding of what it entails to have a community forest granted to a particular group of people. The first step is that the community must submit to FDA an application for an authorized forest community status. That application must contain specific information as provided for in the law. Those information include how sustainable will the community use the forest, how to encourage community in diverse, traditional, and how they will protect the forest. They must also all be contained in our letter. If there are certain biological features that they have there, they must put it in the letter. And then the aim of that the usage of the forest must be contained in the letter also. So that letter has a four separate components that they must forward to the FDA. That's the first step. The second step, upon receipt of that letter, the FDA will give a 30-day notice to the community and adjacent communities that there's a social economic research and reconnaissance survey that will take place. Based upon what you place in the letter, we will go back to the community for 30 days so that each and every person in that community will have a fair idea of what they're about to get involved in. After the second step, we move to the third step. The third step, FDA moves in to conduct a survey. We conduct a survey and demarcate the community forest. After we have, and that demarcation has to be done in collaboration with community members because they know the forest. They understand the terrain. They understand the specific features of that forest. So FDA must work along the community to demarcate that area. After the demarcation is completed, the fourth step is FDA will post to the community for a period of additional 30 days results that they've gotten from the survey and the demarcation. Maybe during the demarcation, there were coffee farms, there were cocoa farms, you know, all of the things that they there were rivers that have to cross, that have to be crossed, and the rest of it. All of those specific features has to come up in the fourth step. Then in the fifth step, the FDA will assist the community to solve conflicts if there be any. As I said previously, you might pass through someone cocoa farm. The community now may have to decide what would they do if the boundary land passes through someone's cocoa farm or someone's farm is found within the forest area because you know people live on
agriculture. Meaning you invite the parties concerned to
exactly. All the parties, all of the affected communities have to be on board. And during this stage, the fifth stage, you have to have the community more organized because from the first stage up to the fifth stage, you are working with an ad hoc body which the community, which is not legally recognized by law. So at this stage, when you've demarcated this place, you have the community organize themselves in a better way as provided for by the law and regulation. That is, the community will have to establish the community assembly, the executive committee, and the community forest management body. That is the fifth step. When those people are organized, we move on to the sixth step. The sixth step, then, that's CFMB, which is the third executive body in the community organization. The CFB then prepares, negotiates, and submits to sign the community forest management agreement with the FDA because they've already been organized. Now, this agreement is valid for 15 years. Now, the agreement will contain a description of the community with a map showing the demarcated forest land with the community, and how they will access and how they will manage and how they will use with specific coordinates in that particular contract. Then we'll also have a list of the executive committee of the community assembly. It will have a list of the community forest management body members and the community forest management body, the bylaws, the list of principal forest resources in the area. So it will just be a conglomeration of basic things that the contract has to contain so that everybody's roles and responsibilities is clearly defined in that agreement. Then we move on to the seventh step. That seventh step, FDA now approve the CFMA, which is this agreement, and the CFMB can approach FDA or other government agency and donors for help in preparing a five-year community forest management plan. The community forest management plan has to be approved by the FDA. Because you know that the management of forest resources in this country, being handled by community or by the government, the FDA have the specific responsibility to manage forest resources. So your plan must be sustainable. Your plan must be in line with international and national best practices. Your plan must be in line with all of the legal frameworks of the Republic of Liberia. So FDA has the responsibility to make sure the plan is okay. And then we'll move on to the eighth step, which is the conclusion of the matter. The CFMB can now start to implement the plan as to what they feel would be good for them. Now, this plan is not only restricted to logging. That's the misconception that people have. You can even use the plan by zoning the areas, because there are some communities that have really nice features for ecotourism. The community may decide to use a particular portion of the of that land for ecotourism, a particular portion of that land for small-scale logging, because the area of the particular forest depends on what you can do, because there are separate laws and separate regulations that are subscribed to the size of the land that is being and set aside as a community forest. I'll stop here for now.
But you care to tell her why you chose to go through all of these formalities, the regulation, the guidelines? Are they in realization of preventing a foreseen crisis, or these are the standards you have created that every forest agreement must reach?
These are standards, and this was not done alone. You know, the idea of community forestry is new, not only to Liberia, but to the most part of the world. It's a new kind of forestry that involves community participation. Over the years, nobody consulted communities, but we've come to a point that we've realized that we need the assistance for the forest to be. I live in Monrovia. Can I protect the forest in Blue Yoma compared to those who live in Blue Yoma? Now, you have to know that the forest is a drugstore to those who live around there. As we have Sherry Femisi to Monrovia, that forest is a supermarket to those who live around it. The forest has a lot of unique features and a lot of unique things that people who live around it, it's best opportune to protect their resources.
So the intent is that the custodian of the forest must determine how they can utilize it for their own benefit.
Exactly. That is the scope.
Okay, let me come to you, Higgins and Kennedy. I'm concerned as to how long does it take for a community to obtain the community forest status?
Well, if you listen to Kedru very well, if you go through the NAM step properly, you will not take less than 16 to 18 months.
But you think you should go all through all of these things?
Yes.
There are instances where the community may feel that, oh, we don't have anything further to benefit us. Since we are now working, we don't have anything, but this is our forest. We got our timber. So let's sell the timber product, and that can allow perhaps a big clinic, that can allow to fix our roads, and then maybe schools as well. So the 18 months could just be long if a mayor is desirous of getting a benefit.
Well, if you want to do something really properly, eh? You just can look about the step. It ensures within the forestry reform law. So you just have to follow the step. You preach any one, then which means everything will be stored.
Okay, then you like to further elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. With all the splendid explanation that Getru has provided, people do not just make law because they want to make law. But they make law so that they can protect the interests of the people. And so any law that is not in the interest of the people or does not benefit the people, then of course that law is not good. So with respect to what she explained, the steps, yeah, we know that the approximate time could be between 16 to 18 months. But it's just about us following the law that we have made. And that will give the community people the just benefit that they deserve. Because in time past, we have observed over the time that people are desperate. They want clinic, they want school, they want role, good role and stuff like that. So sometimes they enter into agreement with logging companies, you know, in the wrong way. And for example, the PUP case, and today many people are suffering from it. So it would be good to follow the steps that Getru just talked about. Maybe I'm thinking that for some reason, maybe if the steps are followed, and then because it's a process to some of the community members to hold a meeting, 30 days notification and stuff like that. Probably, yeah, when people go in line, but they must go in line with the law and the regulation. That will help us. It doesn't matter the duration.
Okay, we are making some efforts to get on the line with some communities, either from Grand Jiren or the Association of Community Rights Defenders, as well as the co-chair. And then we are making some efforts. We'll get on the line to hear from these people participation. But just before we go to the line, let's come back to get you. How many CFMAs have been approved by the FDA thus far?
Thank you. Thus far, the FDA has approved 10 CFMAs. And for the sake of the audience, again, I would like to name those 10 CFMAs. We have the people of Blioma Klein, and it's in Zoso District, Lofa County. It has the acreage of 49,444 hectares, and it has an approved management plan developed. We also have the people of Gba and Zor from Sanikwele Man District, Nima County. Is 614 hectares and has an approved and developed management plan. We have the third is the people of Zor, again from Nima County. It has the hectare 1,112. It has an approved management plan. Then the people of Nutrien from Sano County is 947 hectares and it's approved management plan. We have the people of Bal Chiefdom, again from Dodian District.
Let me just hold you there a little bit. I'll get you. We'll come back to you and you will elaborate. Let's see how we can get to James. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
James, we understand your participation in this community forest management program. What do you know exactly that the community needs, and what you all believe that should be done as far as the community management program is concerned?
Well, for us in Grand Gida County, to be exact, Bison Territory District, the local community forest in Wuchidom. The community management plan agreement is not working in line with the community right law. What do I mean by that? But we signed the MOU before. The community management plan, the MOU, was signed May 31st, 2011. The community forest management agreement was signed in August 15, 2011. And on May 6th to the 7th, there was a disagreement that we agreed with the MOU and it was about to expire on the 31st of May. I will make some amendment to be brought by. This amendment was made on the 6th to the 7th of May in Jaudi, where the Blue Kia Community Forest Management Valley and that of the Nizwen Community Management Valley to be brought by to be signed. Unfortunately for us, up to present time, the document has not been brought by.
But who's responsible for the delay?
Well, I can say the company is responsible, and also FDA, because FDA is the sole authority responsible for the forest management. And when these amendments were made, FDA was present. Mr. Philip Joklo, who is the National Authorizing Officer, was the one who headed the FDA delegation to that meeting. And up to present time, there's no response.
Okay, I'm lucky that we have somebody from the FDA that will be addressing that concern. But let's look at, you said the company. Which company are you talking about?
Well, it's a working company called A&M, but A&M herself called Ashad and Mustafa, but she herself is not doing locking now, so they hire another Labrua Highwood Corporation that is presently into the forest.
Have they told you why they are not implementing the agreement?
Well, according to the expired MOU signed, it is also indicated that they can hire third parties. So it is based upon that they have hired third parties.
And so, what is FDA saying that is responsible that the agreement has not returned to you?
Well, up to present time, even we after the agreement was not returned to us on June 18, we wrote the company and said, well, we accepted that according to Article 23 of the expired MOU, that after 2 years, we does not operate, the MOU is declared not involved. So on June 18, my chairman mandated me with concern of our community to write the company that we accepted that the MOU is declared not involved. We wrote them, CC Coffee FDA Managing Director, the Regional Forest Store. And yet, still, they continue to operate. So we will not, actually, we look at the company to be suffering, in fact.
Uncle James is Nash talking to you.
Yes.
Okay, we still hope that we'll get back to other participants on this program. But Getu, you've already heard what James has said. But just before we come back to you, we will take a short break. And when we come back, you will go further to elaborate on the number of CMAs. Then you can respond to what he's saying.
Everybody pot body my fucking ball. The only time my fucking ball when it got hit it all. The struggle keep killing me, I ain't even got jaw. I got to hustle hard to buy my baby rubber jaw. The economic system by full jet a jail rat. Poverty was growing high, so I gotta speak the fact. You think I'm talking crap? No, I'm talking rap. Just a survivor, that's why my nigga doing old school. Some people say we fool, some people say we go to school.
Okay, thanks for rejoining us. This is Focus on Development. This is an SDR sponsor program here on Radio Veritas. We've told you today we are primarily looking at the forest agreement between communities, the FDA, and forest concessions. Today we have in studio Mr. Joseph D. Higgins and Joseph Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy, members of the Civil Society Independent Forest Monitor, and Mrs. Getu Kovanya-Nyelin, she's the manager at the Community Forest Development. We are also beginning to talk to some of our guests. Just before we come back to Getu, we'll go to the line to see how we can talk to one of our guests this morning. Okay, this is the man from Fokpa Molba. He's from the Association of Community Forest Defenders. Good morning, Fokpa.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, hello, Fokpa. Tell us exactly. You come from the Association of Community Rights Defender. What's your knowledge about this forest management with the FDA and the concessions?
Thank you very much. Forest management, FDA and concession, or the Forest Management Agreement.
Yes, exactly.
FMA.
Yeah, very well.
Thank you. You know, in the time past, we had a kind of elite system of operation until late after the crisis time, there arose a need for reform in the forestry sector. And this reform in the forestry sector brought on board the National Forestry Reform Law, which also provided a need for an establishment of the Community Rights Law. And so what the Community Rights Law is seeking to do is break down that kind of elite operation that government was completely involved into to establish a decentralization program, thereby giving to community people some of the power to operate their own forest. And so just as a technical manager has been elaborating into the studio, the program is set for 8 to 9 steps that I require in obtaining a community forestry status. When that community forestry status is obtained, within the timing of the steps, the community are supposed to sign an agreement with FDA. It is that agreement that is known as the Community Forestry Management Agreement. That agreement tells the community that some of the authority that the FDA has to manage the forest authority is hereby transferred onto you by law. And the forest you have had a claim to as per customary recognition, that forest is now given to you for your personal operation as a forest community. Now, once the community has the
the understanding that they have the forest by law, and that ownership is recognized by the government, that community can now take a full ownership. No longer to have the situation where FDA will interfere with the operation. But they can bring in a commercial-related activity. And as long as the commercial-related activity is brought in, say they have the mandatory operation of the forest, you have a situation where the community rights law has provided for 65% of the total proceeds for all commercial activities in the forest to be given to the community, where the remaining 45% go to government cover. Now, these are all tendencies set forth to have the development of the capacity of local communities instead of having the issue problem where communities came and the law in the forest of where professional companies came and the engaged in commercial activities without the community people up to any benefit.
Now let's look at the what you have outlined. The forest management agreement you said have got to be reached, and then FDA ensure the implementation of it. Is it working in your based on your own evaluation assessment?
There have been some challenges, and the challenge is emanating from the fact that community forestry is a new global phenomenon, and so this is not just a case of Liberia. And the case of community forestry really existed up to 2009 when this community rights law was established. And so from 2009, you have the situation where, for instance, and let me use specifically the Bar community as a case study. The Bar community forest is located in Nimba County. The people of Nimba County have had an immense understanding as to the operation of communities based on the engagement of other international NGOs, including the UCA Prosper program that is currently ongoing within Nimba County and Grand Basso. Now, what is happening? The law has provided the opportunity whereby the people have understood that by being a citizen of the country and by being a customary owner of a land, ownership has now been sent over to them in such a way that any attempt to have a kind of interference with their ability to manage the community forest in a way that is not provided for under the community rights law, they are not prepared to accept it. Now, remember, that elite system of operation in the forest is still imminent, where some authority at the national government level used to come down and get into a cahoot and a clique with some concession companies and move into the forest and do just anything they want to do. But this time around, if you made an attempt to come from Morovia with a paper and come to the community people that you just come in the forest to do a concession activity, the forest, the community people will ask you, but as far as the law is concerned, you don't start this thing using the top bottom approach. You are supposed to use the bottom top approach. So you come and fight with the community people and with this club. And so this activity was seen in the case of the operation of Meta Steel in the Nimba County region into place that formed part of the Bar community forest. And what is unfolding in that region now? Meta Steel has gone into a mineral agreement with the government of Liberia in around 2005. And that agreement was renewed and amended in 2010. Now, the community forest agreement, the community forest operational scheme was passed over to the Bar community forest in 2011 to operate the surface, the forest that is on the surface of the ground. And so in one of the meetings that we attended, I brought on both stakeholders, including a Metal Steel as well as the Bar community forest management body. You have a situation where Firestorm Metal Steel is saying we want to establish a tailing management facility for the deposition of waste that is obtained from the iron ore operation. But the Bar community forest management body is saying, yes, you want to establish the tailing management facility, though, but the place you want to establish the tailing management facility that you
there is part of your concession area is also involved within the Bar Community Forest. And so, greater you have an access to the mineral under the ground, you don't have access to the forest. And so, what we need to do is to establish a common ground whereby if you will have to temper with our forest, which is on the surface. Since that is the case, you cannot go to the ground without tempering with the forest. We must establish the situation where the community people also benefit. And so, as we're telling you now, the people of the Bar Community are putting a kind of idea together where back to the FDA and create an amendment to the Community Forest Management Agreement to take into consideration all of the activities and methods he is supposed to be engaged with currently within the forest, so that the benefit can be enshrined within such an agreement.
Okay,
there are challenges.
Okay, Fokwa, let me just bring you this last question. What is the role of ACOL, your Association of Community Rights Defender, as far as the implementation of this forest management agreement is concerned?
And this is part of our role that we are playing on this media right now. We have ensured that the community people, they're not just with me with the state of fear, because, you know, to be interacting and dealing with a concession company like MetaSpeed, I mean, that has a kind of backing from higher up authority, if not the government direct, but people within the government sector that benefited one way or the other, whether overtly or covertly. To deal with an institution like that has become a completely difficult thing, and which will in fact make you to be afraid. That will make you to waive some of your rights. And so, ACOL has been involved personally in helping to disseminate information that pertains to the community rights law. And so, information that we provide for people in various places that are involved with community forest management has even provided a room where the people now say, wow. So, the government has given us all of these rights that we did not know. Because the government has given us all of these rights that we did not know, we will now stand for the right that we have to make sure that nobody can vote easily and override our position.
Well, Mama, I think it's a nice time talking to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I participate on your program, and let me say hats off to the technical manager in studio Getty, as well as my civil society colleague from the SDR perspective, Higgins, and the other brother in studio. I'm monitoring the program, Kini, and if the need exists that we have to do a kind of personal call to make sure clarity on issues emanating from the program, we will do so.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Fokwa Mulba. He comes from ACOL, the Association of Is ACOR, the Association of Community Rights Defenders. He's been talking to us here, but then we have to quickly go back to Gertrude. She was outlining the number of CMF that have been approved, and then perhaps you could use this time to also address the situation raised by James from Grand Jiren, where he said they made declaration of a non-involved agreement. Gertrude?
Okay, let me just complete the list. I'll start to the fourth one, and I'll be very brief this time around. It's the people of Nutrient. 5, the people of Gwe Chiefdom. 6, the people of Doro Chiefdom. 7, the people of Nipo. 8, the people of Nizoli. 9, the people of Blokuya. And 10th, the people of Gwe. Those are the 10 CFMAs that have been awarded so far. And let me speak to the caller before this one. She talked about, as far as I know, and as far as information that is available to the FDA, we have received no such letter. And we know that the Community Forestry Management Plan was signed. I will present copy to my colleagues. In fact, after our time in studio, we can drive to the FDA and I will give copies. But you know, in the communities, there are some people that are considered community elites who always want things to go their way. But we've been responding to several issues that have been raised at the level of the FDA. And we've managed to have gotten a copy of that amendment a management plan and have the listing signed by community members. So to which he speak, the information is not true. He needs to go back to his community and verify, because most of them stay in Monrovia and have little or no idea what is happening.
No, he's in Grandjean. He's speaking from Grandjean. And this why is why he's saying that the MOU signed has since elapsed.
This is not a specific case. I'm telling you, and my colleagues in studio can share with you the information I'm providing. A lot of the CFMB members, most time, they move from one point to the other point. They stay in Monrovia, and they always refer back to the county. So most time they miss out a couple of issues. That's why I'm saying in studio that they can follow me at the FDA. I will give them a copy of that agreement that is signed.
Okay, let me come back to Higgins and Mr. Kennedy. I'm particularly concerned about, can communities allow commercial logging to take place within community forest area?
I would say yes.
Elaborate.
Reason being that the community signed an agreement with FDA for community forest status, and they obtained that they have the right to whatsoever use on that particular forest. Whether they want to use it for their traditional purposes, they live with them. Whether they want to use it for ecotourism, they live with them. So, I mean, they can take in logging community.
So, I mean, the determination is by the community. What role does the FDA, which is that agency of government, have got to play in the kind of negotiation, get you?
It depends on what the community want to use the forest for. Because, as I said previously, there are specific laws that must be observed in certain usage of the forest, which also depends on the acreage or on the size of the forest. So, for example, if the community wants to go into large-scale logging, you know, that's one of the provisions under the regulation. That means that particular forest is more than 449,999 hectares. The law says must go for competitive bidding and must be subject to the 2006 laws of the FDA and the regulations. So there are different aspects of the forest that the community may deem fit for usage has to be subscribed to specific laws.
Now, what step must be taken by the community or the FDA before commercial logging can take place in community forest?
Once you have a community forest status, that means you have the right to use your forest the way that is pleasing to you. The FDA goes to the management plan. What is it that was mentioned in your management plan? And what is it that was mentioned if, for example, you have a particular size of the forest, a particular portion that must go for logging activities, they will subscribe that portion of the management plan to all of the laws and regulations affecting commercial logging.
So it means that before the agreement is signed, all those things that you're supposed to be doing as a community got to be reflected.
It has to be clearly spelled out in the management plan.
Now, in the event the community defaulted, I mean, what do you do? You remind the community that no, this is not what you told us, but this is what you told us, this is what you should do? Or they can do any renegotiation out of the agreement?
In fact, that's the reason why all hats off to Prosper, which is a user-sponsored project. And that project has a component that is creating so much awareness to all of the communities that have interest in declaring community forest status. In fact, we're in the field from February 10th up to the 19th. In Sector 1, which is our first cluster, we tour the Bomi counties, the Cape Mount, and Bapolu. We went to hard-to-reach areas to create sufficient and significant awareness of those communities so that we don't have an instance whereby we have to go and do something over. Once you've not done it in line with the law, it's not been done at all. Or we may not have to go and correct the status, which takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of money that government may not have. So since Passport has seen that this will be a potential threat, they've gone ahead to stop any problem that may come from the field. So that's why we're involved in right now.
Okay, we still making some effort to see if we can get to our man in Nimba, but just before Gail Dupa, but just before we can go to Gail, if we should get in rightly, I want to come to you, Joseph and Kennedy, since this is an important question that we thought Dupa will have answered. What are the benefits for a community in obtaining community forest status?
Thank you again. I think that in most of the explanation I will get you, she has provided almost the answers to most of the questions in her explanation. What we have there is that the benefits for the community in obtaining community forest status is that according to the CRL regulation chapter 11 section 4, if the community is involved with a third party like Gedru are saying, or large scale commercial timber production, the locking company shall pay a land rental fee at the same rate as those pay under the FNC and the TSC. Actually, the benefit that we have captured here will be at least 55%. That is huge as compared to the FNC and the TSC, which talks about 30%. So you can imagine if the community is involved in the large scale locking operation, and then it goes through the competitive bidding and stuff like that, and the community receiving 55% of the area field, that is better. The community can determine what to do. Their life can be transformed with that. So that add a huge benefit.
Now, besides the direct financial or economic benefit, social agreements are also part of the benefit. There are instances where they agree with the concessionaires to build school, roads, hospitals, and what have you.
Like Gertrude mentioned, the management plan that submitted to the FDA, if you the committee that gave the community the rights to negotiate, this time around, Fokpa was saying, it's not just somebody coming from Monrovia and just going into the community and just telling them something. They now have the right to negotiate with that particular logging company to tell them, because you're going to be logging in our forest, maybe our water source will be damaged, or the kind of tree we used to use for medicine will be destroyed and stuff like that. You have to provide us this. You have to provide us this. And the advantage for that is that they themselves will be negotiating what you refer to as social agreement. So that is, you're taking away our forest, we have agreed, but then maybe you got to do X, Y, Z. And the community sit with the third party and they themselves negotiate what they want.
Okay, let me come back to you, Gertrude. The step contained in the community right laws have been designed to protect communities and ensure that these forests are managed correctly for the benefit of all the affected communities. What has been done to ensure that all CFMAs follow the correct allocation procedure, such as the fair election of CFMB members and the development of a community forest management plan?
FDA has taken the lead to provide guidance so that all of the committees that are to be established are established within a specific time frame and within the confines of the law. And not only that, but we have also working with civil society, who's there to be the eye for the communities, so that government actually does what needs to be done. So that is the level at which FDA has handled the community forestry program.
So what role directly the civil society play in this case? Reminding you of the agreement, or where there may be some shortfalls?
They seek the interest of the community. They make sure that what the community needs to get, the community gets it. And most time our rural communities are people who may not be up to a specific stand up. When I say that, I mean they may not have that power to negotiate, may not have that adequate understanding of what is being done. So they rely on the expertise of the FDA and of some project like the Prosper Project I spoke about, and it's been sponsored by USAID. Those guys are marvelous. If you see them in the field, sometimes we go to a community, we have interpreters to interpret the law. And all of the legal framework we have, the legal documents we have governing it, is being transferred on a day-to-day in simpler version. We even have posters that have pictures to depict what is being said or what needs to be done. So the community is having a complete appreciation of what is obtaining.
So how is FDA reading the participation of civil society? You're not seeing it like a check on you or telling you what to do?
In fact, if it is a check on us, they will be highly welcome. because we do not see them as enemies. We see them as partners in progress, that we all have one goal. Yeah, there are times we may not be on the same path, but we need to understand that they have a particular function and government has a particular function. So we don't see them as enemy. We work towards this, a particular goal, and when we have a need to disagree, we will disagree. Of course, we will disagree, but if we are on track, we will be on track. But of course, it will not always be at the balance, so we expect that. But as of now, the evidence and civil society are working hand in hand.
Okay, let me come to you, Joseph and Kennedy. As far as knowledge is concerned, is any commercial logging already happening in any of the forest community?
Well, I can say yes. From SGS report, 2013, August, in Burema, in Lofa County, echo wood exploded about 800 cubic meter. So, I mean, there's logging going on.
All right. I think if any of such should take place, FDA should be fully aware. Getchu, you want to take on this question? What happening?
Yes, of course. Yeah, he's right. And of the, you know, there are 10, 5 is purely conservation-like. The other 5, I think the use of the forest is tailored towards commercial activities. And Glioma is actually, they've suspended the work for some time. But yes, they've been working.
Have Echo told you why they suspended the work?
Echo Wood, you remember the time that the government had a little misunderstanding as to the companies that were associated with PUPs. Okay, so they did not get that information clear, so they had some problems. But since the government came up and provided clarity that they were only speaking to operators of PUP, so from our last meeting in Blue Man, we were in Blue Man sometimes last week. The managing director, Harris Kanwe, along with the board of directors and civil society, to go on the field to see what is the issue, why are these people not working. So there's a whole investigation going on that I would like to rest on. But the FD is conscious about what is happening, and we are working towards it.
Okay, finally, from your side, Gertrude, when we spoke to Fakpa Malba, he was concerned about where forest area being negotiated for mining purposes, and the concessions are after the mineral, but yet the forest is of importance to the community, and so he's saying the forest should be negotiated before going underground. You think this is right?
You see, this is not a small issue. It is a whole topic that we can discuss for years, because people have competing uses for land. Agriculture, mining, forestry always have competing uses for land. So those are issues that when FDA is notified, we'll get the relevant ministries involved and we'll settle those issues.
Okay, thank you very much. That's how we end today's presentation of our program here, Focus on Development. And we've played host to Mr. Joseph D. Higgins and Joseph Kennedy, members of the Civil Society Independent Forest Monitors, and Mrs. Getchu Kovanya Nyele. She is a manager, FDA Community Forest Department. And I'm Dennis Samoka saying good day and bye for now. We can never see no profit, now we need a profit. So come and take us from poverty to prosperity, for people cry every day. Beat Masters exclusive. There is only pot falling, my pot and ball. To end dollars, 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 you gotta fall and all. Behold, come home, not a whole soul. Papa coming home, you can try. Stop with James. Eba koba, eba follow, eba loba. Never have to chave through the struggle, make the hustle better. Railway and blue, I'm like a prophet on the cross. Now I'm preaching then the message, but no one can hear my voice. Been downplayed, L.I.B. my talent, never lifted. Every message that I brought to them is I'm business. I'm about with Paul, I support. Yeah. Baby mama coming, cheering, crying to the horse. I can stop my hustle, I'm a real true believer. Give them the Caesar, what? Belong the Caesar. Caesar. Now for my one, for the second, mama like Biro. What? Don't be said, I can get me, so you be a cabbage. Who know, hope you on the Lord that my life be established. And then I try, I think about my past. As a hustler, you gotta be strong in the faith. You gotta double up, sometimes temptation come your way. Eba. When my price out of ball, I support. The whole LIB, they gonna know what's up. What's up, what's up, they gonna know what's up.
Life's so hard. It seems a little nigga gotta hustle just to keep on a job.